Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
At what point does a group stop becoming a rookie group?
That's a good question. I feel like maybe after 2 years or
Kind
a
of
year.
like when the new wave of groups come in or something.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you notice, like a lot of groups kind of debut around the same time of the year,
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Or I don't think it has to do anything with like awards, because I mean, there's been some groups that have like yeah, have yet to win an award, and they've been together for like ever.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good question though. Maybe when you stop like feeling like a rookie group, then you're just like not, you're not anymore.
Just like a vibe in
They
Korea, and they're just like, all right.
don't have the rookie vibe, so they're
They're
not.
not little babies anymore, they're professionals.
Basically. Hey everyone, welcome back. We are excited for this episode because we have a lot of things that we want to talk about. We have a lot of opinions on things.
Yes. Because the Mama Awards happen.
Honestly, I was not the fan that stayed up to watch it live.
No. I
Like
never
I got work. I gotta be
am.
with kids in the morning. I can't pull this crap.
YouTube will show me the highlights. They'll tell me
And it did.
what I
And it did.
need.
I did go back later and watch like all of the stages, or like not
Yeah.
even all of them, but like the ones that I
I've
wanted
seen
to see.
some of them. Yeah. Like BTS got 7 in NCT.
Yeah, I watched the I actually I didn't I want to watch. I watched like the little preview of the collab stage with Stray Kids and ATEEZ and the boys, and I actually want to go back and rewatch it because this girl made a TikTok and she was like, do you wonder why like we don't watch the American like music awards anymore, like the award shows in America? She's like, because here in Korea, like for the Korean music awards, they're having full on like war battle on stage, because in like the theatrics, like they were like all like had like spears and shit.
My God, I haven't seen
Yeah,
that one.
it supposedly is like really good, and I want to watch it. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be like they're all like versus each other, and like, oh my God, ATs are
I like that.
actual demons. Oh
If we did that to our like celebrities? We like put them on stage and made them like compete because we have collaborations, but like
I
make them
think
fight each other.
they're like, I feel like Western celebrities are too concerned with like being embarrassed that they don't. Whereas I feel like in Korea, you're groomed. In the industry, like if you're in the industry, you're groomed to like, you're gonna have to do certain things for your fans. Like, you're
Yeah.
gonna have to get on a like a fan video call and have someone ask if you can like bark at them. Like, that's just something that you're gonna have to do, because that's what these fans are
Yeah.
fucking doing during these video calls. And I cannot. When I come across TikToks that are like, oh, my 45 seconds with this person, and she's like, Oppa, can you bark? I'm like, like this is
Oh
just
my God,
a grown
no.
ass man. That one, don't even get started with the whole Oprah thing. But two, you have to bark at you? Like, what kind of, okay, I'm not gonna kink shame, but like, no, that's I'm not okay. You wouldn't go to some stranger and say, hey, can you bark at me? Like, that's, you can't do that.
If I had that FaceTime, like one of those calls, it would be like, hi, and then awkward silence, and then, Mom, I'm on the phone. Like, get out. I would just be silent. I'd be like, hi.
I couldn't. I feel like if I was with you, I feel like I could do, like, we could do it.
Yeah,
Like, we could
same.
tag team them.
Same, but not by myself.
Oh,
No,
no,
you
no.
want to see my cat? I'll show you my cat.
No, what you do is to stay, to be memorable, what you do is you get your whole family. Like, if you have a big family, you get your whole family to be
Yeah.
in the frame. And then they're just like, now you outnumber them. So you're less nervous because they're like, oh my
That's
God,
so
that's like,
smart.
your parents, your siblings, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, your cousins are all just sitting on the couch with you.
Especially if you had like a baby, be like, here, talk to my baby niece. And they'd be like, ooh. Because you know how idols are with the babies. Like, they just love them.
Or like a little puppy, little kid.
Yeah. Give them a little dose of serotonin before they're on to the next call.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Not the girls who are singing for these idols in their phone calls. Because I've seen one of those and I was like, oh, this is not good. And these are very good liars.
You guys should know by now, like, I can't handle like cringe things. And like, if I knew, oh, it's different. Like, if there was like a girl who like posts covers of K-pop songs all the time and she was good and like she was well known for doing that and she was like,
yeah,
finally it's her chance to sing in front of them and she takes advantage, like, because I know she's good, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, yay, go her. Like, they're finally gonna like see how good she is. Everyone loves her. But like, if I don't know that you're good, I'm gonna assume that you suck and it's gonna make me scared. Like, I get scared. I get nervous.
Yeah.
I'm the one doing it.
Especially when they're like trying to sing in Korean and I'm just like, I know you don't speak Korean. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, hi, can you like take me to your manager and like show this as my audition tape?
This is my audition.
Yeah. How do you like, I mean, I'm not going to do it because I could never, but how do people sign up for these fan meets? Do you like have to pay like online?
I think, so I'm not 100% sure, but I want to say it has to do something with buying like a certain amount of albums or like something with the album sales. You get like, they just select. So if you're just one of the ones that they select out of, I think for the GOT7, they selected 30 people.
So it's like random?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But there's people who buy like albums. They buy like,
that's true. They like to buy every version.
Yeah. I can't. My roommate, as if you don't know. Well, if you guys don't know, my roommate and Katie Amelia, her cousin's girlfriend, she actually won a like video fan call with.
Stop, really?
But it was with the smaller group. I can't even remember their name. But she was saying how like it was super like she got notified and then like it was later, but the time difference, so she was staying up super late, and then,
oh my god, be a bloodshot. Yeah.
But I think it was back to like talk to each member.
I wanna say.
Yeah. So that was really
intimate.
Oh, they know you exist.
Ooh.
I don't remember the group though. Maybe I'll ask and then tell you next time.
That's so crazy to think that. Isn't that crazy, like, to think that, like, a celebrity could call your phone and you have to talk to them for, like, 45 seconds?
No, because I don't know if that's even, like, if I could do that. Like, I couldn't even look you in the face.
Yeah.
Without either, one, like, getting so, like, nervous, like, where I'd probably turn red and, like, my heart would probably be beating, like, so fast. I probably would throw up or, like, start sweating or, like, I don't even know. I don't want to know. Or I'd get, like, I'd get too cool. Like, you know, when you try to play it cool, but then you play it kind of too cool. And then they're like,
and you look like a fool. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my two options.
I'm like trying to think of like what idol I could actually like have a full on conversation with.
I think I could have a conversation with Eric Nam.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Or I was even thinking like Tableau.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'd be like, freaking start up your podcast again.
Or I think I could have a conversation with like Jay or B. I think I could have a conversation with BM.
Yeah. Like, he's pretty like funny.
Yeah. Going. Kind of like talking to a frat guy.
Yeah. And they're easy to talk to.
Yeah, you just gotta distract them with semi hard questions that are like kind of easy to answer, but also gotta think about a little bit, so it buys you time.
And I feel like he would make the conversation where like they aren't like super awkward.
Yeah.
Whereas some idols are just kind of like, oh yeah. You're like, no, you say something. You just talk the whole time and I'll just listen.
Well, okay. So speaking of the whole fan thing. Well, okay. Actually, okay. Let's just wrap up Mama. So Mama happened. Idols won. BTS won all the awards. Like there's nothing, no big surprise. They think they took like 8 awards, including like the top 4 big ones. Like,
and they didn't like hysterically cry this year. Thank God.
Yeah. It, you know, nothing new. Besides, oh, I guess the idols being in the parking lot, which honestly, I think if anything has created just such a plethora of memes now that it's just really enjoyable. Oh, and I'm sure they probably were cold, but it warmed my heart looking at these memes.
I mean, they said NCT went to McDonald's.
I know. Oh my God. Watching the TikToks of like how Taeyang was ordering for it. And like, just, it's funny. Like the situation is really shitty. Like they should have gotten rooms. Yes. But like, come on. I mean, imagine 23 members and not just any members, NCT, like going to McDonald's and the worker being like, what the fuck?
And you know, it was Johnny's idea. I feel like Johnny was like, let's go to McDonald's.
I'm hungry. Cold, hungry. It's
yeah,
it was. Well, and then I have like, their like reasoning. So they finally like did come out and say like, oh no, guys, we don't hate idols, even though they didn't give them room, and it's literally a show for idols. But all these actors did. I don't know. Weird.
Actors are divas, though. You have to like give them special treatment.
But it's like, why are they there?
Like, it's like, I have no idea.
That's like actors going to like the VMAs or actors going to like the Grammys and being like, I deserve. It's like, no, girl, this is music. This is not the Academy Awards.
That's true. That's very true.
But so they said the broadcasting company explained that though they had wanted to give everyone their own private waiting area, they were unable to accommodate everyone due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. If people don't stop using the COVID as the excuse for every single thing, we wanted to give them their own rooms, but we couldn't because of COVID.
All I'm going to say is at the height of like this pandemic, China was able to like put hospitals up overnight, pretty much. So it's like you couldn't like build something for your idols that are like, being like the sole funding of your country.
Like if you knew that it was going to be like in the parking lot, maybe like start making like tents. Or like canopies. Or
you had all year.
Control the from the harshness. Like get giant ass heaters and like canopy the whole thing and be like, y'all sit in y'all section of the canopy and
just put up like little like plastic things for walls.
Ridiculous.
And I was like, nah, just park the cars there. It'll be all right.
And then they said that there is like they had a small waiting area for artists before they took the stage and said the idols waited in their cars and approached the venue in order of their appearance. Because of this, they were able to spend some time in the waiting area before going on stage.
So like, so they got to warm up before they came out.
Yeah, they got to go out from like the cold into the little waiting area right before they went on stage.
Yeah.
On stage.
I want to know how many idols slept in their car.
Right?
Like how many of them were sleeping before they went out?
That would 100% be me. I want to know how awkward. Like, I mean, I guess I didn't look, but like, how big is a parking lot? And then, like, if you're in your car, like, can you see like other groups like in their area, like
farting around? Yeah,
I think that's interesting.
I would have made it a party. I would have started blasting music, rolled the windows down.
But then it's awkward because then it's like COVID. People can't like talk to each other. I guess.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, that's pretty shitty. And like, I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
It happens.
It happens. It happens. But going back to when we're talking about fan cams.
Oh.
Or not fan cams. What are we talking about? The video calls. Fan video calls. the whole Hindery situation from NCT or Weeby.
Oh.
So, like, he had a video fan call. And again, guys, details don't come at me. But he had a video.
He called him out on their video call?
Yeah. One of the fans was saying how, like, that is, like, really harmful, blah, 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 blah. And he's seeing, like, he looks off camera, like, obviously, because there's probably, like, 50 managers and people, like,
in the-
And then he's like, what do you say? Like, let's not discuss this topic. And then, like, just goes to the next fan. Like, and
so wasted her time.
I think he said like let's skip this discussion or something like that, or like let's not discuss this or something, you know, something dismissing. And so people were really upset, and some people understood, like I don't think they were upset at, well, okay, people are upset at different reasons. One, they're upset at the way he did it. It was very like okay, bye, like let's not talk about this, bye, you know.
Yeah,
but I also think that people were upset because, like, yes, they understand that he necessarily can't just, like, say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Those people can basically control their mouths.
Except to SM, but yeah.
People were saying how, like, in previous video chats, like, Yang Yang and another member and his, like, when it was brought to their attention, like, Yang Yang apparently was very, like, sympathetic and very, like, he got very serious and was like, I hear you, I understand you. Like, he addressed it without address. Yeah, he acknowledged it.
Yeah.
And I think this is what maybe people just want acknowledgement. Like, but do you know what, like, do you know why that's hurtful, kind of?
Right, right. Whereas
he was like, let's not talk about it type thing.
Why did he have the dreadlocks? Like, where was it from?
I don't even know. One, it was a terrible, like, wig hat thing. Like, it looked bad.
Well, and, like, I know that times are different, like, nowadays versus, like, several years ago. But, like, was there this much backlash with, like, EXO?
Mm-hmm. When, like,
and, like, I don't think this is the first time that NCT's done this either.
Mm-mm. And you know what I mean? That's also why people are so upset, because they're, like, it's like every other week there's some type of appropriation of some type of culture. The when they did the Make-A-Wish and it was very like Moroccan, like,
right,
like they do it all the time. And then in the other one, Work It or whatever, what video was it? 90s Love with like the do-rags and, like, yeah. At some point I feel like they're always in some hot water for some shit, but then
people are kind of what SM and likes, though.
You have to at some point, if you want to ever be global, you have to pay respect to the people who you're trying to capture as an audience.
And especially, like, if it keeps happening and people keep calling you out.
Exactly. And especially in, like, 2020, like, it's not the time to, like, not saying it was ever the time, but, like, especially is not the time.
And I don't believe that there's not at least one person in that company who knows a little something something about Western culture and who could go, hey, maybe, like, let's not do that. Yeah. Maybe that won't be seen well.
Like, maybe the last six times we did it probably, like, in, you know, ended in the same way. Maybe we shouldn't do it the same this time.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I feel like that's also something that makes BTS a little different, is that they are very sensitive, I think, when it comes to to other, like, doing other cultures. Like, when they did Idol, it's obviously very, it had that, like, African slap, like, but also, like, traditional Korean, like, mixed in, like, the music video and everything.
Yeah.
The dancing's like the Wargwar, but, like, they
it was, like, music inspired.
And that's
where they left it.
Well, and I want to say they also made sure that they learned the dance correctly, like, the dance and everything. Like, it wasn't just, like, something that, like, they threw together. Like, they learned how to do it properly and things like that.
Yeah. They're super conscious about it, which is good.
Which I think helps in their global success. So I feel like if SM really wants NCT to be something bigger outside of Korea, which I think it could.
Yeah.
Like, they need to get a hold of something, because there's every other week I'm like, another freaking scandal? Like, what is this?
It's like, come on, SM.
You can do better than this.
I just feel like in the meetings they're going, oh, we have another scandal. Fans aren't happy. And whoever the head guy is, he's like, whatever. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Good.
Then we did our jobs.
Are people talking about us? All right. That's fine. That's all I need. Sales still going up?
I think it's just like it's
annoying.
The timing of it all is really bad right now. And
yeah,
not saying that there is any good time, but.
If it's gonna be a bad time, it's gonna be 2020. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Don't push it.
NCT. Like, I feel like they could have their own whole episode.
Oh, for sure.
Like, good things and some frustrating things, but, like, I mean, they're 23 members, so, like, we could honestly spend about 2 episodes.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they've been able to control them this well.
That's true. That is actually very true. And they keep giving them members. It's almost as if they're like, wow, you can do more? Okay, how about 23? Okay, how about 25? Okay, how about 36?
What? Like, they're challenging.
They sit down with Taehyung and go, okay, how about I raise you one? And he's like, all right, challenge. And like, no, I'll raise you 2. And he's like, oh, shit, all right, let me see what I can do.
I want them to bring in another member that's very similar to Taehyung. just to like see, just like to see the competition kind of go down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think see him like meet his doppelganger. What's that?
I think they need to bring another American, Korean American.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Like another Johnny.
Oh no.
One Johnny, so like he's friends with everybody, but they bring another one who has that same vibe. Like, will
he have to compete?
Will they compete, or will they just like completely frat bro out? And now he, like, everyone messed up because you gave him like a buddy. Like, you
gave God him damn it! You made it worse.
You thought this would mellow him. He's grown.
That you could control me.
As if.
Honestly, they really would frat boy out. He just doesn't do much. So it's like, I'm curious, like, as the years go on, like, what is Johnny going to do? Or is he just going to, like, be able to get more lines? Like, especially when the original NCT members start going off to their military service. I have a feeling Johnny's going to be a TV host, though, like an MC.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see him, like, somehow getting his own, like, not, like, show, but, like, you know, like, idol room type thing.
He could be one of the newer members on Running Man. Because you know they're going to start replacing all the originals.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. They're all getting, like, every other episode, they're like, we had to go to the hospital. Oh, go to the hospital. Like, dang.
Yeah, they're falling apart.
Which, to be fair, because they play, like, hard.
Yeah, seriously. But I'm just saying he'd be a good option.
He would be. Because he's a good face. Like, he's, like, I would say probably one of the faces of the group. Like,
yeah, definitely.
People are like, oh, Johnny.
She's like the first idol that we know of that was tested positive for coronavirus, right?
I think there was two members in
because there's been a lot of staff members.
Everglow.
Oh, were there really? I didn't hear about that.
Two members, I think, in Everglow and. Mm-hmm. I literally looked at the list. It was like one of those things like, oh, idols who tested positive for corona. And there was like a few of the, like two in a boy group and then and Chungha, which is the solo artist.
Yeah.
But it's very few. Like I want to say less than 10.
I never ever wish coronavirus on anybody, but I was curious to like, if a member of a really big group, like any of like the really big groups got it, I just am curious of like what the response would be like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know people always joke to like, if one of the BTS members got it, then like ARMY would discover like the cure like right away.
They're like, oh, it's this.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've kept more of the news like secret, or really they just done a really good job at not letting their members get, I guess, infected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm surprised there haven't been more.
Well, given their job is like to be kind of in, not in public, but like
around people all the time.
Yeah. But I guess if they're around the same people, like, that's their bubble.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. We'll see in about 2 weeks. Because I know she was with, like, some members of TWICE, like, Sana and...
Oh, was she?
Yeah, so they already went and got tested, and they're waiting on results. By the time this airs, the results probably could have come out by then, but of right now.
Yeah.
They're waiting. But then it's, like, crazy because, like, let's say, like, a group of seven, let's say, like, four members are tested positive, right?
Yeah.
As a company, what do you do? Like, okay, let's say you're at NCT or SM because it's the most groups, active groups right now. It's like, SM, let's say out of in Super M, like, four members get it, right? So then you're like, okay, so the rest of Super M would quarantine and the rest of their staff would quarantine. But like, if they were walking through the building, going to dance practice, going to all this stuff, like, does the entire company just like chill and close and like do, you know, like what is the protocol for an artist getting it? Because I feel like one artist is a little easier because you can just track like, oh, they just went to the dance practice and that's it, or they're in the studio and that's it. But like, you know, if you have like multiple members in a group, like they could have all just scattered like cats.
Yeah.
Going to all these different places and.
And who are they meeting with? And some of them live on their own. So it's like everyone in that apartment building, maybe. Like, why did they touch the elevator?
I guess I've never thought about that because, like, we don't have groups in America. Like, it's
not a thing. Yeah.
It's every person for themselves.
Honestly, though, we don't really have that many. I mean, I know there are a few boy groups, but they're not that great.
Most of our groups are from other countries that decided to come and live in California.
And, like, we don't even have girl groups. What, Little Mix? Is that, like, the only girl group we have?
Yeah. And I'm not even American. I guess Western, yeah. They're Western.
Yeah. That's just lame, though. Like, we had Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
And Cheetah Girls.
Yeah. Dang. That's anyways.
Destiny Child.
Yeah. Dude, we used to have lots of groups. Like, it used to be, like, a normal thing.
Boys to Men.
Oh, my God.
New Edition. Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
Real W. TLC.
98 Degrees.
Ooh. Was it 112?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Is it Peaches and Cream? I think I could have sworn. I honestly, guys, I might be wrong, but I think it's one. I think they're called 112. Yes, it's the R&B group, 112. They have that song, Dance With Me. It was in the Proud Family. It's a super inappropriate song, but it was literally in the Proud Family when they're doing that hip hop dance competition to like get on like their version of like
one. I remember the episode. I just don't remember the song.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I could play it, but I'd have to cut it out. But it's. I was literally like, oh, they probably just do the instrumental. No, they're literally in the song. It's like dance with me. I want to take you back to my spot.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I'm like, is this on Disney Channel right now? And it was. It aired. I was like, oh shit. Okay.
Disney Channel used to be so chill and relaxed with their stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Hocus Pocus was like all about like the virgin blowing out the candle or lighting the candle.
And then when she's like sitting on his lap, the Sarah Jessica Parker is sitting on the bus driver's lap. And she was like, oh, I'll be right. You're totally not as junk.
What a time to be alive.
When all those just went right over my head.
Yeah. So see, it didn't matter.
Anyways, that's the mama and Chungha and COVID and all the excuses and NCT and
speaking of NCT, Jungwoo.
Oh my god.
Okay. People are so upset about it, and some people aren't. Some people are like, just let me do whatever he wants. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, ugh, cigarettes, but who cares? Mm-hmm. My thing is, he's one of the last NCT members I would have pictured smoking a cigarette because he has such a baby face.
He, oh my God. He looks, you're right. He just has a puppy face. Like, you're like, oh.
So it's like, I feel like he's like, oh, I'm just trying to be cool. Like, I'm a big boy.
But in the pictures, he looks so hot. Like, he looks like a different person. So honestly, if it came out to be like a different person, but then like when I was really
looking, his hair was crazy.
I was like, wait, that actually could be him. Cause in the picture where it shows his face, like his hair, his bangs were like mid eye.
Yeah.
Like, really long. So I was like, maybe that is him. Has the same color scheme outfit on.
But I've always felt with him, he likes to put on this like innocent kind of like character, mm-hmm. but I don't think he really is.
I think he's
very the opposite of innocent.
I get that vibe. You get that vibe?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that vibe. Like he's like, I'm going to like lure you in with my innocence and like cuteness, but I'm not. I'm a freak.
Remember a long time ago, we talked about like companies making idols like play a certain role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you're the bad guy. Oh, you're the whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder if they like saw him like, oh, you're like the like cute, pure, innocent boy. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, why? And then
like bitches that, all the time.
Yeah, he's like, I'm like the one getting into trouble.
Honestly.
Don't let these puppy dog eyes fool you. We do doggy style. Like, what? Oh, anywho.
No, I think that's 100% accurate.
Yeah, I feel like they like typed him in as like the pure guy, and so he's like having to live up to that, but then like little glimpses of like
his true self.
Yeah. He's like into choking BDSM.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know he is. Lucas is even afraid of him. He's like, oh. I'm just doing this for fun. I'm not serious about any of this.
Yeah. It's so sad that like that's what makes news though.
Yeah, cigarettes.
Okay, if he was underage, I would get it. Or if he's smoking at like if he's outside of like a lung cancer facility and he's like smoking a cigarette. Okay, yeah, dude.
Like don't. A volunteer thing.
But he's one, it was probably he was in a private area, it seems like, because it's literally like in some bushes on a curb.
He looked like he was hiding. That's how the pictures looked.
And it's like obviously those pictures were not meant to be taken.
Yeah.
He is of age and he's not like around children or like things that you know you could get on him about. So like, okay, yeah. Smoking is gross, yes, but like
he made his choice.
That's his choice, his lungs.
Yeah.
He wants to make him all caca ugly, let him.
Yeah, exactly. It's just funny that it's like a hot issue right now.
Yeah.
That's... I mean, we have celebrities who are doing like crack cocaine as we speak.
And like on their live. They're like,
yeah.
Everyone, watch me hit this line. Oh, all right. My new album is coming out. Like, what are we even discussing right now?
Like, we have artists who we know are high 24/7. Like when you see them on TV, you're like, oh, he's so high right now.
Yeah.
But that's just who he is. Whereas they're freaking out about a cigarette. Come on.
I guess so too. Like we always just have to and a disclaimer for those listening, like we'll always make comparisons because it's that's what's fun about K-pop is that it's so different.
Yeah,
that's what's fun about like Korean entertainment is because it's so different from it.
Like surprises us.
It's never done in a way of saying like one is better than the other or whatever. Because I still like American TV. I still like Korean TV. It's just we're just pointing out obvious differences.
Yeah.
One of them being the freedom or non-freedom that people have to live their lives.
Mm-hmm. Cultural differences.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, honestly, though, if he's going to be in a scandal, let it be something like this and not like
giving everyone chlamydia or something.
Yeah. Like, oh, NCT member Jungwoo giving everyone the clap. Like, what?
Honestly, I'm ready for that news line for somebody. I just want that. Like, that's a juicy, gossipy scandal. And that's what I want.
Who do you think? Okay. I have a question for you.
Oh, no.
Who do you think Dispatch is going to expose this year at the beginning? You know how they always expose like dirt like this, they always like have like either it's a relationship or it's something. Mm-hmm. Dispatch always does some type of crazy shit at the beginning of the year. Like last year was the whole Kai and Jenny thing, or not last year, but the whole Kai and Jenny thing.
Yeah.
And then like who do you think, like people are like, if it's about Namjoon, if it's about Namjoon and his wife and kids, like, don't even, that's old news. Don't even be saying that.
We already knew that.
What do you think? Do you think it's going to be a relationship?
I'd like to, like, one of the BTS members be in a relationship.
Someone said that some girl on TikTok has been, like, making these predictions about BTS, and she's been right on, like, 400 predictions, like, something like that.
What?
She said that it's going to be Suga, like, is in a relationship with someone.
Oh,
I was like, please let that be right.
So he really didn't get shoulder surgery. I'm just kidding. It's just his girlfriend's birthday.
Yeah, it was the anniversary. They went on vacation.
Yeah, he's sitting on a beach somewhere. Speaking of, okay, I know this is going back to the Mama Awards, but when they like CGI'd Suga into their performance, that's what I expected out of Aespa. Yeah. I just wanted to put that out there. That's what the quality goodness. I was wanting from the virtual members.
That's okay. I didn't even think of that, but you're so right. Like that literally, yeah, that's what I want.
It can be done. Like it's been proven again. It can be done.
But also because he wasn't there, it was kind of weird. Like they kind of made it feel like he was like dead or something.
I know. I know.
He's just at home, you guys.
Especially when they like would leave the gap for him.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like, oh, man. Fill it.
Scoot in. It's fine.
Suga's gonna be okay. Or like in every picture that they had like a picture of Suga on them. I was like, they are all attached to each other a little too much.
Like we miss you. It's like, oh my god. I mean, kind of this was like their first award show or like the biggest one of their life or something, but like,
yeah,
like, did you not sweep last year? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, Sugar's probably sleeping. Like, I don't.
I want Dispatch to like, I want it to be something big. I want like. It's
20- like a good big where it's like a relationship or like something like that, or like super scandalous where like the idol comes out to be like a total like shithead.
I'm torn because as much as I love and I love the idea like idols like being able to like be happy and stuff.
Yeah.
A part of me is kind of like, oh, I want there to be something like
good. Chin's wife is cheating on him when he's in the military.
With another XO member.
Oh, I got chills. That was a good story.
Remember your starting rumor?
Chaniel. It's Chaniel. We'll just carry on his scandal.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh, no. I want, like, this is just me, like, just thinking out. I want there to be, like, a relationship reveal, but, like, gay.
Like, make it gay.
Yeah, like relationship reveal, but like make it homosexual.
Ooh.
Like that would be so cute. Because it would be a scandal because obviously that's not very, it's still a little taboo in a lot of Eastern countries. But like, you know, it's getting better-ish. But also.
For it to be like a big group too.
That'd be so cute. I'm looking at you, young and son.
That'd be amazing. What if it was like two members of the same group?
Wait, I think that oh my gosh, wait, hold on. I want to say in a very small group that happened. The group was called K-pop, K-pop. They debuted in 01 with 5 members, and they most groups disband due to creative differences or major public scandals, but K-pop reportedly disbanded because of complications stemming from a homosexual relationship between two members. According to reports, two of the K-pop members were in a romantic relationship until one of the two cheated with a male idol from a different idol group.
Shut up!
I'm not laughing that he was assaulted. I'm just laughing because this is, I've never heard this before. I'm reading it for the first time.
Scandalous.
Infidelity and assault caused a rift between the members and the group disbanded.
No.
When Korean fans discovered the reason K-pop disbanded, no one could believe it. To this day, nothing similar has occurred in Korean entertainment industry.
Oh my god, that's beautiful. Also, I want to know the thought process behind naming a K-pop group K-pop.
Right? It was in 01.
So it's like maybe before the term was like really coined or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's amazing. Imagine if that was like BTS, but they were called K-pop. And be like, oh, Korean group from like it's a group of, from Korea called K-pop. People be like, what? That's amazing.
K-pop group, K-pop. No, what are they called? No, K-pop. No, I know the genre. What is the group called? Oh, K-pop. No, I get it.
I get it's K-pop, but...
Oh, so you know K-pop? Yeah, I like a lot of groups. No, but you know K-pop?
Yes, I know K-pop. Oh, wait, we were set up to fail.
There was another group.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Apparently, while trying to find that story, I also found another one.
Hmm.
K-pop star Somhee? Okay, good. Mm. Not sure. She came out as bisexual after sharing a sweet picture of her girlfriend on her Instagram.
Oh.
And apparently, in like, she did like the ask, like, where you can ask questions, you know, on Instagram, a little.
Yeah.
So someone put, "Are you really a lesbian? I'm so shocked, really." And she responded, "I'm bisexual and I have a girlfriend now."
All right.
Well, guess that is one way to look at it. I really want to find it. It was apparently during a V Live.
Well, if you're listening to this podcast and you know what she's talking about,
yes,
let us know. Because I'm curious.
That would just be kind of...
That'd be a good scandal, because you'd be like, oh, but then you'd be like, oh, and like, yeah, people would be supportive. And
it'd be like a heartwarming scandal where it's like, oh no, I don't want them to get any hate. But it's like, oh, I want to get any baby. It doesn't have to be gay, though. It could be two girls. Like, if being two girls in a girl group are like, oh my god, we're actually dating. I'm like, oh my god, I have no babies.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it comes out and it's like a whole threesome. And they're like, oh, like a polygamous kind of relationship.
Like all they're all in a relationship.
Yeah. It just gets weird.
We're like, well, that's okay. I wouldn't expect anything less than YG, honestly. At this point. Yeah, for sure. At this point.
Okay, so which entertainment group do you think will have the scandal?
Well, I want to say BTS logically because they have so many eyes on them at all times. Like, I feel like
it's easier to have something
scandal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I feel like it could be NCT because they're so big.
Yeah, like, so many members. You're bound to
find one of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then also part of me wants to say, like, it probably is going to be, like, some, like, older idol that no one's really even worried about right now.
Like a first generation or something.
Like, if they're like, oh, Lita, girlfriend. I'm like, okay, like, that should have been happening, like, yesterday. Like, good for him.
Why don't we have like, I'm part of Korea's entertainment, but why don't they have some kind of reality show specifically for Lee Tuk so he can find a wife?
Like The Bachelor?
Yeah, but just, like, keep it going until he finds one.
Like episode 37.
I would spend all my energy to help him find somebody who he loves and loves him in return.
I think where he's going to find the most difficulty is, like, there's, like, a point where you get too comfortable being by yourself and being in your like, way. That I think maybe that's how he'll know he met the one, is when he, like, starts to, like, notice, like, he's changing in certain ways. But watching his stuff, like, he's very, I feel like, a one-way type of man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even worse now that he's been by himself for so long. Or, like, you know,
that dog of his. Yeah. That's competition right there for her.
Yeah, she would literally have to compete with a small, cute dog.
I mean, he doesn't have to find somebody. I just want him to be happy.
Yeah.
And I know he's lonely, so I'm like,
either he's pregnancy. Nah, I feel like if it's a pregnancy, it'd be like another like old idol or like older idol.
Yeah. Who knows? But who knows what 2020 can bring?
Yeah.
Could be a brand new scandal.
2021, I want it to be just slightly better. If we could just be slightly better than this year, I feel like that's a win. I feel like we deserve
just like it. Just like start going up, you know? Because I feel like we keep going down, but like let's start going back up.
I got way too deep in that hole. I'm going to have to find out some answers. I'm going to come back and
do some
discuss it. But
I think that's all we have for this week.
Yeah, I think that is that pretty much wraps up everything everything we're talking about this week, huh?
Mm-hmm. So if you know any of the answers to the questions that we were trying to look up, like if you know who the member is that was part of that scandal with K-pop, yes, you can head over to our Instagram. If you aren't following us already, we are at The Stands Next Door on Instagram. Hit us up in the DMs, in the comments, whatever. Let us know. Let us know if we left anything out, like a big story that you want us to cover, or even just in the future, if there's something that you really just like we need to talk about, let us know. And you can also find us under our studio's website. That's daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. There you'll find our own special tab where you'll have more glorious K-pop stuff there for you that we provide, like our favorite comebacks at the moment, solo artists, all that good stuff. And there you'll also find our sister podcast that Candace and I do, which is Well, We Tried, and the one that she does with our good friend that we mentioned earlier, Amelia, which is Sinister Sisters. And there you'll find all that information and links to their Instagram as well. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Have a good rest of your week. Weekend.